Good day. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you the daily financial services news wrap on this Monday, September 23rd, 2024. Let's kick things off with a significant story here in Australia. A 39-year-old woman is making headlines, found guilty of masterminding a grand superannuation fraud, stretching over a period of a year. Between April 2019 and April 2020, she committed 30 instances of fraud, amassing a total of more than $200,000. This act of deception preyed on the vulnerabilities of her 24 victims and the country's beneficial superannuation system. Her modus operandi revolved around generating false evidence, declaring financial distress to gain access to early release of funds, a clear abuse of a safety net designed to provide relief in times of genuine financial hardship. This case is a stern reminder of how, unfortunately, even public benefit systems aren't immune to organized fraud. Now, let's turn our attention to Australia's property market. It appears our state government is contemplating potential stamp duty reductions. Treasurer Rita Saffioti announced this in light of the unexpected $2.1 billion financial gain from the property market, largely fueled by high-priced property sales. Reductions in stamp duty could prove to be a boon for first-time buyers and middle-income families, while simultaneously injecting fresh momentum in the property market. Indeed, times of surplus are when we should think about supporting public services and providing relief to homeowners. Nevertheless, the volatile nature of the market can't be dismissed. Thus, the government will prioritize balancing short-term relief with long-term economic stability. On the merger front, superannuation giants Telstra Super and Equip Super are reportedly in preliminary discussions regarding a joint partnership. Dubbed a merger of equals, this proposed amalgamation comes in the face of intensified industry regulation and market competition. If successful, this entity would manage around $60 billion in assets while catering to more than 225,000 members. Both firms have accentuated the potential boon in merging operations, resulting in improved member value. Hence, the long-term growth and benefits for members could outweigh the possibilities of continuing independently. Lastly, we spotlight an emerging trend among millennials turning to self-managed super funds, or SMSFs, as pathways into property investment. Encouraged by policies like the First Home Super Saver Scheme, along with proposals allowing for $50,000 super withdrawals, millennials have shown a marked preference for using their substantial super balances efficiently via SMSFs. But this trend does not stand uncontested. There's a growing legislative challenge posed by the Division 296 tax amendment on large super balances, and APRA-regulated funds are also coming up with flexible retirement solutions that could rival SMSFs in the future. That's it for today's Financial Services News Wrap. Keep in step with industry developments here on Financial Services Online, your reliable source for insights into insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. Visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more updates. I'm Paige Estrotori, signing off.